title of my talk is Residential Modifications and Physical Decline Among Community Dwelling Elderly, Results of a Survey-Weighted Propensity Score Model. The purpose of the study is to quantify the extent that residential modifications can reduce the risk of subsequent decline in older adults. We know that from background information that residential modifications have been associated with decreased likelihood of entering a nursing home, decreased need for bathing personal care among frail older adults, and decreased functional decline as part of a comprehensive intervention. And how it does this is because we believe that environmental modifications, along with personal assistive devices, prevent disability by reducing task demand. However, the effect of residential modifications alone has not been well studied, so this motivated our study question. For data source, we used a second longitudinal study on aging, LSOA2, which is a national probability sample of community-dwelling elders 70 and older in 1994 to 1995 in the U.S. Follow-up was conducted in 97 to 98. The sample size is 9,447, and the weighted sample size is 21 million. Our determinant was residential modification at baseline, and we categorized this as self-reports, whether or not the respondent reported either having a ramp or street-level entrance, railing, automatic easy doors, bathroom modifications, kitchen modifications, elevator or lift, alerting devices, and any other special features. So if a respondent indicated they had any of these features, we consider them to have a residential modification. For the outcome, what I first did was group the respondents according to the number of ADL that they reported. At baseline, they could report none, moderate, which is I consider 1 to 2 ADL, or severe, 3 to 5. I then grouped the number of ADLs that the respondent had at follow-up, again using the none, moderate, severe, unknown, or dead. So based on these two groups of where the person was at baseline and wave 2, I consider someone to have a decline in physical function at follow-up if they reported a decline, if they died or if they had a lower disability level at follow-up. They were considered to have a physical function decline. However, if they reported either an improvement in the number of ADLs or they reported no difference, then they were considered not to have a decline in physical function at follow-up. One of the biggest challenges in this study was how do we account for all the differences at baseline? We know that people with residential modifications really are different from those without. So the method that we chose to look at was to use propensity score model. Propensity score models is a technique that adjusts for baseline differences in those with and without residential modifications. And the way to think of this is a two-step process. In the first step, we model the individual probability of having a residential modification. And we do this by including 32 sociodemographic health, behavioral, service utilization, and geographical characteristics that are confounders. Based on the individual propensity score that we derive for each individual, we then divide the whole sample into 5 strata of equal sizes. We evaluate the extent to which balance of the distribution of the potential confounders for having residential modifications are similar within each strata using graphs and tables. We then estimate the risk difference between each quintile and then estimate the overall effect as a weighted average. Some descriptive characteristics. We found that 19% of the persons in our samples reported having at least one modification. An additional 19% reported having at least 2 or more modifications. The most common residential modifications were the presence of railings, bath modifications, or street-level ramps. In Table 1, we look at the comparison of participant characteristics by the presence of baseline residential modifications. And over here, I highlighted the 3 that probably were the most different. There's a higher proportion of those with baseline modifications who report living alone and being in excellent or very good, either living alone or using special aids. However, a smaller proportion of those with baseline modifications report being in excellent or very good health. Once we derive our propensity score and divide our sample into the five strata, what you can see in these tables and graphs is the fact that there's better balance within each strata. For example, in panel A, before stratification, 30% of those with residential modifications had special aids versus 14%. But within each strata, you can tell that there's a better balance. For example, in strata 5, 88% versus 84%. So this helps confirm that our propensity score is helping to balance within each strata. So in Table 2, we see the effect of residential modifications on decline and risk for physical functional decline in 2 years. And the take-home message from this is really the fact that the proportion of participants with baseline modifications varied greatly at baseline, from 19% in quintile 1 to over 60% in quintile 5. However, within each quintile, the presence of a residential modification at baseline was associated with a reduction of physical decline in 2 years. And again, there's a range of difference from 1.8% in quintile 1 to 5% in quintile 4. Overall, our survey-weighted risk difference was 3.1%. Of course, there's limitations to our study. We use self-reports for both the exposure and the outcome. We assume that the presence of modification indicates correct usage, and from previous literature, we know that that's not always the case. In addition, we may not have accounted for all possible confounders in our propensity score model. Finally, the amount of time between data collection points. 2 years may be too broad to capture disability transitions between waves. However, it can also be too narrow to actually evaluate the impact of physical function decline amenable to prevention by residential modifications. And finally, the data was collected in the 1990s, and as we know, that's approximately 10 years old. Despite these limitations, I think it's an important study because it does show that our results does suggest having residential modifications may be associated with a modest reduction in risk of decline among older community-dwelling adults. In addition, the range of effect according to quintile in our propensity score model suggests that the benefit of having residential modifications may differ according to subgroup. In an earlier slide, I showed again, by quintile, how the risk difference differs. And for your own information, you should know from quintile 1 to 3, where the average difference is about 2 to 3%, the persons in that quintile were more likely to be younger and in better health. So that might indicate that there are certain subgroups where this exposure is more effective. Directions for further research include more studies is needed to examine the effects of individual types of modification. In addition, we'd like to identify subgroups that may benefit most from having such a residential modification. Thank you.